This is a special segment on sex and monsters. We'll be talking with a number of classic monsters and some of the problems that they have with their love lives. You look at most of them, and unless they're physically carrying them off, they don't generally do too well with women. One of the exceptions to the rule is vampires, who do extremely well with women. And we have with us in the studio a vampire who goes by the moniker Chad the Impaler. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jeff. I'm very glad to be here.
Now, you consider yourself a ladies' man, and you do very well with women. To what do you attribute that to?
My old-world charm and sophistication, my good looks, my self-confidence, and, of course, my hypnotic eye.
Now, you tend to go through a lot of women, and you haven't found that one special someone yet.
No, to be frank, I'm a high-energy person, and being with me can be a little draining. So, yes, I have had a lot of women, and none I have made a real commitment to. But I want to find the right one, and trust me, when I do, it will be forever.
Now, calling in are a number of well-known monsters who have agreed to call into the show and demonstrate their best pickup lines and approaches with women. And Chad and I will try to give them a little advice. And on the line is Claude, better known as the Invisible Man. Okay, Claude, tell us about how you approach women.
It's not like I can get by on my good looks. It's hard for people to see the real me. On the plus side, though, you can pretty much imagine that I look like whoever you want me to look like.
Okay, I think I see the problem here. I think it's a lack of self-confidence. Women like confidence in a man. Don't worry about what you don't look like, and approach women confidently. Let them hear that confidence in your voice.
Yes, it is harder when women can't see you coming. But seriously, when you are invisible, it's really hard to do the hypnotic eye thing.
Okay, on the line now we have Rob. He is a zombie. So, Rob, what's your deal with women?
Brains. I want brains. Not too tall. Good looking. Big breasts.
Well, it's good to know what you like, but sometimes you can be too specific. You might want to widen your range a little. Now, on the line is Frank, better known as Frankenstein's Monster. Now, Frank, your relationships with women have been fraught with tragedy. Probably the first relationship ever with anyone of the opposite sex was with a girl you threw into a lake. And then you had an arranged marriage, but she killed herself. And you have anger issues. Lots of tough stuff to work through. But apparently you've not even made the first step successfully, actually meeting and talking to women. Now, if you were to approach a woman, what would you say to her? Can you see the problem here, Frank? Women like men who are able to express themselves. You can only have sex for so long, and then you're going to have to be able to talk about something. And without being able to carry on a conversation, you probably aren't going to have sex in the first place. You need to learn to be a better conversationalist. Have interesting things to say, and listen with interest to what she has to say. Ask questions. Get to know her first. And no throwing in the lake. Anything to add, Chad?
Yes. When you do the hypnotic eye thing, you don't need to talk as much.
Now, also there with Frank is Fritz, who works in the field of science in the Grave Medical Acquisition area. Go ahead, Frank, and put him on. Now, Fritz, tell us about your relationship with women.
I enjoy being told what to do. You can ask me anything, and I'll do it, too.
Okay, there are some women who really like that. But you can come on too strong, especially if you have certain kinks. For example, on a first date, never ask a woman to pee on you. But it's great to be open-minded about sex, but remember, don't just talk about what she wants you to do. Talk about what she wants to do as well. Otherwise, it becomes all about you, even though you think you're coming across just the opposite way.
I've learned the hard way that there are just some things you don't bring up on a first date.
Yeah, I think that's very true. I'm not sure who the next caller is, since there is no caller ID. Hello, who is this?
You must help me. I have been locked in a closet by a madman. He thinks I'm the devil. He thinks that by locking me away here, he can keep evil out of the world. He's crazy. You need to send someone to let me out.
This sounds a lot like Satan, who was on our August 2nd show. Is that you, Satan?
No. My name is Sam, and I need your help. If you let me out, you will be richly rewarded. Anything you want. Would you like to be more popular with members of the opposite sex? Have them throw themselves at you? Any woman you want, down on her knees before you, begging for it? I can give you that and more.
Actually, pretty happy with the way things are. I get pretty much as much sex as I want. And I don't think I'd like turning the women around me into sex zombies. No offense, Rob.
Besides, all he needs is the hypnotic eye trick.
Chad, I know you're a bit obsessed with this eye thing, but I think you said it right. It's a trick. It's not really a good way to start an honest relationship with a woman.
I know all about you. Every sick, disgusting, perverted sexual thing you've ever done. I have internet access in here. I'll post it all on my Scary Space page. I'll tweet it, twat it, whatever the hell you call it. Everyone will know every sordid detail of your sex life.
I'm kind of pretty open about my sex life. I write about it, I talk about it sometimes on this show. It's already pretty much out there. To me, sex isn't something to be ashamed of, so I don't really hide it.
Do you happen to have the number of a good locksmith?
Look, I know this is Satan. The last time on the show, you came across as just kind of evil. Maybe a little time out will be good for you. An opportunity to think about your life and just how lonely and twisted you've become. Instead of tricking people out of their souls, maybe you should try winning the heart and soul of a woman who could be a good companion to you. And maybe let you know when you're going too far. Maybe keep you from getting chained up in closets. Relationships can be life-changing. They get us to stop thinking just about ourselves and include another person whose interests we value as much as our own. It could make you a better person, Satan. Well, that's all the time we have. Thank you, monsters. Thank you, Chad, for being here. And happy Halloween, everyone.